Previously, on Taverns and Caverns, the Purest Fire was able to defeat the keen-bladed Yaksha without any loss. However, there are still four more floors that they must investigate. What other corrupted beings await the party now, I wonder? The night continues as the storm sweeps across the Amiwa ruins. An ominous feeling grows within me. It is a shame that I could not be there to help them with my fists. May Nimwa continue to guide their path through this darkness. Episode 108, The Safe Room.
Alright, so congratulations, you guys killed my Tomberry Yaksha. So as that happens, what does the team do? You see Omug's panting.
Oh, this is only the third floor by the Omnikami.
Well, I definitely felt better before, you know, before I got stabbed.
We can't stop now.
Ashina walks towards the door. She looks over at you. No, we cannot stop now. We have more to do. Let's go.
Roy, how's your health looking?
Giddy. He's going to chug a potion. He's going to just stay silent. He's going to chug his last regular potion.
2d4 plus 2. Oh!
Jeez.
5. Another 5.
He's going to walk towards the door. Just not even say anything to anybody.
Omug looks at you.
Why so silent, Roy? I know that must have hurt, but you should be okay. Omug protected you.
Still not going to answer.
All right, let's see if this door is still locked.
Ashina Ruri goes to grab the handle, and she tries to open it, pushing it forward, and also trying to pull it towards the party. It won't budge. She looks over. It's still locked. Think you can unpick this one?
Sure. Give me but a moment. He gets up close, drops the bag, and pulls out his tools.
All right.
So...
make me check there. Thieves tools, 27. Nice. As you begin to fumble around with the lock, you hear a click. The door is unlocked.
Rock this way, people.
Omug wants to make sure everyone is okay before we go to the next floor. If it's anything like this one, I want to make sure we are healed and well off. Is everyone feeling okay before we go?
Ew.
As good as I'm gonna be. What about you, Roy? Hota? You both got hit pretty hard.
Roy's just holding his gut, still silent. Just embarrassed, pissed off what he did. Pissed off he's hurt. Like that.
Well, I got one grader left, but I don't think I should use it.
You for 16.
For Roy.
All right. Y'all may just heal to Roy for 16.
There you go.
Omug looks at Hota.
Hota, I have a potion if you want it. You took 2 hits in that battle. It looked painful. Do you want my potion?
It was painful. I got one on me.
Are you sure?
Oh, I don't like that.
Roy will do this too.
False life?
Yeah.
All right. So you use false life to gain temporary HP. You doing that to yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a self spell. Never mind. Yeah. You're right.
Okay. He might, he might use his greater than.
Don't waste a greater. I just have a common potion, but you can have it. I have not been touched.
All right, well, if you're offering, I'll never turn down a drink.
Very well, here you go. Let me roll my dice.
That's going to be my downfall, too.
You just gained, oh my goodness, 5 HP.
Thank you, Omug.
Of course. 5 is better than nothing.
Yep.
All right.
You're looking good.
So do we go through the door to the fourth floor of the pagoda?
Yep.
All right, let me reveal the next map. You guys are loving this pagoda, aren't you?
We'll give you that impression.
So the next map will be to the right. You should become visible fairly soon.
So, why am I thinking like the game Kung Fu right now?
The game Kung Fu.
That's my game, man.
Yeah, brother. That's a classic.
Yep.
So as you all step into the next floor of the pagoda, this is the fourth floor. Unlike the one you were just on, this one has a resemblance to the first floor. In the second floor, there is this thick mist that is all over this room. And it's fairly hard. I don't want to say difficult, too difficult, but it is misty. So it is harder to see in this room, unlike the last floor you were just on. But scattered throughout this floor, there are some supplies. There's pillows that people would sit on that are just scattered all around the room. In the center of the room, there is a small hearth that has a little fireplace that is on. There's a teapot that's sitting there with some teacups, as if Yaito's ass was up in here somehow. But there's also displayed samurai armor that is on this floor as well. There's four separate displays of armor, as well as some swords that are displayed, and just random supplies scattered throughout the room. Other than that, on the far end of the room, to the opposite, which leads to the fifth floor, you see there are three doors, identical doors, on the north end of the room. Each door has a different colored rug that leads up against the door. One is a blue rug, another is red, and one is green. The room is silent, but again, as you're looking through this misty room, you hear the thunder outside strike as the rain picks up. You can hear the rain smashing up against the wood of the outer walls of the pagoda. Not only can now you hear the thunder, you hear the rain and the wind, and there's no windows on this floor.
Roy ain't touching shit. Right
now. Omug and Ashina look around, and Ashina looks over at Roy. No touching the walls this time.
Now stay away from them. God damn it.
Omug sees three different doors. I do not like how this looks, but it is fairly empty. As far as enemies go, I do not see any. It is creepy in here, though.
You think those rugs have anything to do with those pillows on the floor? Same colors. Give or take.
That is a good spot, actually. I did not think of that. Maybe. The pagoda only goes up. Each floor's like the same size, I would think. It looked like it was the same size from the outside.
He's going to roll a perception to see if there's any scuff marks around, any clues I can find.
As you're looking around, you don't find any scuff marks or see any similar to the ones on the previous floor along the walls, nothing like that. You don't notice any hidden doors. Again, the room is just filled with scattered pillows, the small hearth, and three doors. You don't see anything really that stands out from the usual.
Even with this this display here?
The display, there's not like a fake wooden body or anything. It's just a simple armor display, so it's not like it's going to move and attack you, at least from what you can tell.
Well, I'm thinking there's like a mechanism on it.
Oh, you don't see any mechanism or anything like that. Nope.
He turns and shrugs at his party.
Olmug steps forward. He's looking around.
This fire is real. It's creating heat. Someone was making tea.
Which means they weren't in here but too long ago. We're on their tail. We gotta hurry up and pick the door, guys. I ain't too good at these kinds of decisions, but I've always been pretty good at following my gut. That's all I've got in this situation.
Roy's going to investigate these pillows after Hota said something about it. And he's going to look, but don't touch.
Right. He's going to look, but don't touch. 13 investigation. You're looking around. All the pillows, for the most part, seem, you know, they're all fairly used. They're older pillows. Your assumption is they've been in the pagoda for many years. They've been used. Some of the fabric is faded. But with a 13 investigation, you don't really notice anything off. The closest pillow, though, to the hearth, it's the blue one where Hota is. You can see there's still a bit of an indent as if someone recently was sitting on it.
Hmm.
The other pillows do not have that indentation.
Yeah. He will relay that to the party.
Hmm. It seems like we are hot on someone's trail. They must have heard us down below and ran off. Perhaps it was Zaba.
Probably. There's only one ass mark here.
I know. Think it's okay to have tea at a time like this. It's definitely him. Let's go.
Right, and he didn't even share. He's going to check one of the doors for traps.
All right. Which door? There's three. One in the middle, one to the left, one to the right.
Oh, Christ. Well, blue ass cheeks on the seat, blue door. He's going to check that one first.
All right. Make me a roll.
Investigation or perception?
Which I'd do an investigation more so than perception on this one.
All right.
You're investigating the door.
Yep.
All right. So as you look at the door, you're just trying to pinpoint if there's anything off or weird about it. And you look at the other two doors briefly, but you're really inspecting this one. All three doors look exactly the same. They're identical. The only difference, again, is each door has a different colored rug that's lied in front of it. This door, as you search, you don't seem to find any traps or anything of the sort, but they're all closed and they all have the same handle. You don't sense or find any traps from it.
Oh, man, I'm getting mimic vibes. Oh, man. I'm going to reach for that handle. It's going to chew my arm off. Well,
be careful.
Don't see any traps. Well, here goes. Hey, why are you standing so far back?
Just making sure you don't get flanked.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. It's going to reach.
All right. So you reach to open it?
Yeah.
As you reach to open the door, it opens and you have to push it forward, just like all the prior doors. You push it forward. It creaks open and you see a staircase leading upwards.
He goes into his best Barry Burton. Hey, this way.
Shit.
So you go up, you go through the door, Hota? With everybody, or is everyone staying?
He's gonna go through the door.
All right.
Bella will go onto the carpet.
Okay, so Hota, you go.
So I can see in the door.
So, I mean, the door looks just like any of the prior doors that lead up to the next floor. It looks exactly the same. There's a stairway spiraling upwards like before. So, Hota, you, I'm assuming, leading this, you begin to head upwards then, I'm assuming?
Yeah, he's taking point.
Okay. So you guys go through the door, nothing happens. But Hota, as you reach the door up top, as if you've gotten to the next floor, you find yourself at the beginning of the fourth floor. And as you do so, I'm going to roll some dice. You take one force damage as you are forced back through the door. And you're now at the beginning of the room.
Oh, God damn it.
You took one force damage.
Well, it ain't that, Matt.
And Stella goes to the second.
Where am I? Link to the pass?
No, you know what? I want to go to the green one. I want to go to the green one.
Okay, so you go to the green door. It's still
closed. I want to investigate it. That's natural 20.
All right, damn. Natural 20 with your investigation. You see there are no fingerprints on this handle. Nothing off about this door. You don't sense or find any traps. It is a simple door.
Okay. Well, I might be back. Might not. Either way, tell my story.
All right.
She goes to the door.
You open the door, and it leads upwards to a spiraling staircase. that leads to the next floor with a door. Do you go up the staircase through the door to the fifth floor?
No, she runs back through the door and goes, "Hey, it's a staircase."
One I went up was a staircase too.
That's true. At least come through the door and make sure it doesn't shut behind me. I'll go up a couple steps and I'll scream if it's okay.
I don't know. The DM said there's no fingerprints on it. I don't think anyone went through there to leave.
Omog doesn't know. This is too confusing for Omog.
We got you back, Stella.
Yay!
All right, Stella, you go up to the fifth floor through that door.
Yep.
As you go up to the fifth floor, you find yourself stepping back into the entrance of the fourth floor. You're now behind everybody, and you take 1d4 force damage.
Told ya!
You took 3 force damage.
Okay.
There she is.
You see Austin Stella walk through the door behind you where you originally came from. It's as if it's a trick room of some kind.
Yes, Roy will investigate the middle door.
Okay.
Eating healthy used to be a struggle for me, but that was before I discovered the BlendJet 2 portable blender. Now when fast food temptation strikes, I just blend up a delicious, nutritious protein shake or smoothie. BlendJet 2 is portable, so you can blend up a smoothie at work, a protein shake at the gym, or even a margarita on the beach. It's small enough to fit in a cup holder, but powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice and frozen fruit with ease. BlendJet 2 is whisper quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. Lasts for 15 plus blends and recharges quickly via USB-C. And best of all, BlendJet 2 cleans itself. Just blend water with a drop of soap, you're good to go. With over 30 plus colors and patterns to choose from, there's a BlendJet 2 to complement just about any style. Me personally, like Damien, I like things that look expensive, so I went with the black marble. What are you waiting for? Go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. And be sure to use the promo code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the BlendJet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anytime, anywhere with the BlendJet 2 portable blender. And go to BlendJet.com and use the code TavernsCaverns12 to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever. And now, without further ado, back to our adventure.
24. As you're investigating it, it looks, again, just the same as the others. The only difference is it's a red rug in front of it. But you do see on one of the handles, you do see as if someone left a handprint somewhat. Some of the dust on the handle is somewhat off compared to the other two. Someone definitely used the store recently.
Okay. Guess where Roy will go up, open the door.
It opens, leading to a spiraling staircase that heads upwards.
Roy will turn back to the group. Guess it can't rain every day. And he will go up those stairs.
You go up the stairs and you find yourself at the entrance of the fourth floor behind everyone. The only difference, unlike Hota and Stella, you did not take any force damage.
The hell? Roy
scratches his head and just confused.
Omog looks over. What the heck? We take all 3 doors, but you end up behind us. There's no other door. What is the difference?
What is this like sword rack thing? What is that?
It's just displaying swords.
Okay. Now, and what is, and this is just a fire pit?
Yeah. It's a little hearth. Again, there was a very big detail. Roy did not take damage going through the middle door. Hota and Stella did.
Yeah.
Did you get hurt, Roy?
Not this time.
What, you didn't feel anything?
No.
Yeah, I felt like somebody punched me when I came back down the steps.
Right, so don't let someone whoop my ass.
Make me a perception check. Anyone can. You don't all have to, but someone.
I'm a real one. Oh! We're still mad about it.
Not 20.
Still mad about it. Hota with a 9 and Stella with a 12. Yome and Roy definitely got enough, though. Yome with a 15, Roy with a 21. A crit, technically. One of the four displayed armors. So Yome and Roy noticed this. The northwestern armor that's being displayed, it begins to glow a red hue to it. Soon as Roy steps through the middle door and comes up back through the entrance door of the fourth floor, it glows. It's now glowing, but the other three are not glowing.
Roy will point to the armor. He won't say anything. Because a little nervous after what happened last time. He's not going to touch that armor.
And as it begins to glow, all three doors shut tightly again. You don't hear any locking. They all three shut.
Well, now that you pointed that out, I think we have a combination to go through.
What do you mean, combination?
Wait. More puzzles. I hate puzzles.
Me too. Omog hates puzzles, but Omog likes board games. I will play Go anytime, but this is not cool.
Let's see, when we go through the door and we don't take damage, the other one will glow. That's my assumption.
That is a good assumption. So which is the next door then?
Yeah, Roy, which one's the next door?
We have to go through the middle door again?
Do you really want me to try to guess the door?
Well, it worked for you last time.
Track record is solid.
Yep, so again, you have one displayed armor glowing. You walk through the middle door. So which door are you going through this time?
Roy sighs. He'll walk through the blue door.
Okay. You go through the blue door.
I'll stand at the green then, just in case.
So, Roy, as you go through the blue door, it opens up with ease. None of the doors are locked. They're all unlocked and easy to go through. And again, it leads upwards, a spiral staircase. You go through it, and you find yourself stepping back onto the fourth floor. However, you take damage. You take one force damage as you come through, and as you do, the armor stops glowing. Fuck. And the door shuts.
Yep, this is from Link to the Past.
So how much force damage did I take?
You took one.
One, okay.
All right, so back through the middle.
All right, so you go through the middle, Hota?
Yeah, Hota's going to dip through the middle.
You go through the middle, you come back to the entrance of the room, and that displayed armor glows again. You're back to where you were.
And he's going to dip through the green.
You go through the green.
Yep.
As you go through the green, you find yourself coming to the entrance of the room yet again. However, you take no damage. A second armor begins to glow to the northeast. Two of the four armors are now glowing. All doors shut yet again.
Yeah, I'm giddy.
What? So another one is glowing, which means you made the right decision going through the green door. So we have to get maybe all four to glow before we get past this puzzle, I think.
That's what I'm guessing.
Okay, well, which one is next? You did the right one. Where should we go now?
Hey, old man, which one are we going next?
The blue one.
You go through the blue one? So Yome goes to the blue door. She finds herself at the entrance of the room yet again on the fourth floor. Yome, you take 1d4 force damage. You take 2 force damage, and the 2 armors that were glowing are no longer glowing. Door shut.
I take how much damage?
2 force damage.
Oh. All right. Moth is going to dip through the middle again.
Okay. Goes to the middle. One of the armor glows.
He's going to dip through the right door.
Second armor glows.
It's going to dip through the middle again.
As you go through the middle, you come up into the room again. Third set of armor glows. You take no damage.
Hey, it's got to be blue this time, right?
I don't know.
Roy will investigate the last armor that isn't glowing yet to see if he knows any colors or anything with that armor.
Make me an investigation check.
16.
So you're looking to see
if there's any like a specific color for that armor or anything that matches, anything that kind of ties the armor with any identifying marks with the door.
As you're looking at it, the armor on this is a fairly standard samurai armor. It is all black with some red ties to it and a couple of intricate charms. But the sheath of one of the swords, it has a katana and a smaller short sword. The short sword has a black sheath to it, but the katana has a blue sheath to it. That's the only thing about this one.
Okay. Roy will give a thumbs up to Yome as far as going through that blue door.
Okay, I go through the blue door.
Yome, as you go through the blue door, which is the left door, you go up the stairs, spiraling staircase, and you find yourself this time not at the entrance of this room, but you find yourself in an intricate room filled with nature. There are trees and vines scattered throughout the walls of this room. It is lowly lit, but there are 8 statues. You have reached a room that is dedicated to the Om Nikami. You are now on the 5th floor, which I've just revealed to the bottom left of you.
You've been gone a long time. Who the hell is Yome?
I believe she probably went to the next room if she didn't come back through.
As she goes through, the 4th armor glows, and she doesn't appear where you guys are. Her ass is gone.
She better not be getting turned into Taco Bell meat.
Roy's going to go up.
You go
that
through
that door, through the blue door.
You are now in the same room as Yome on the 5th floor.
I'm scared of these glowing armor, like they're gonna start moving and shit.
Better run.
Oh, no, the point. Oh, he's gonna go.
He said, fuck this, I'm out. Let's get the fuck out.
Come on, Ashina and Amok.
We're coming.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. I'm not fighting animated samurai armor. No.
They go through the door as well, and they are now in the same room.
Let's see if I'm getting kicked over there. There we are.
And I'll bring Yomei's spiritual weapon. All right. You guys make yourself to the 5th room. Again, there are 8 statues dedicated to the Om Nikami as well as the Earthly Sky Dragons. So again, I've mentioned before that the Om Nikami are the gods of Ashai, along with the Earthly Sky Dragons, who are not immortal like the gods or the Om Nikami, but they are still powerful. They are the dragons of Ashai. Obviously, they're more Eastern-like dragons, unlike the dragons in Tirister, which are more Westernized-looking dragons. But the dragons of Ashai, unlike Tirister, are all good, which is why the people also praise the Earthly Sky Dragons in Ashai, because they help the Om Nikami fight off against the evil god of the void, Mori Tai, and they also helped fight the evil dragon lord, Daimura, many, many centuries ago. But you see 2 statues dedicated to 2 different Earthly Sky Dragons. You see the statue of Nimwa, the tiger, which is your good old friend Toraki's god that he followed. You see the turtle statue, which you all know as Tioga. You also see the crane statue, which is Raicho, which is what Shimada typically follows. You find the statue of the fox god, Tiomi. the monkey, Jihi, and the deer, Fias. And then also the elephant, Obak. Obviously, these statues here are not going to represent all of them because obviously Incarnate doesn't have statues of all the different animals that I have here.
Yeah, but I ask about that.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, I made a mistake. There's not two Earthly Sky Dragon statues. There's only one. Just think of one of the Earthly Sky Dragons being the monkey statue, Jihi. Mm-hmm. So again, so you have the seven statues dedicated to the Omni Kami and then one Earthly Sky Dragon statue. You have trees all around. It's all nature in this room, unlike the prior rooms. There's no blood. You find yourself at ease in this room. There's a small shrine in the middle of the room. There is none of the door to the north side of the room that leads up. And there are sakura petals scattered along the flooring of this room as they're slowly falling from the trees around you. What do you all do?
Well, I feel safe.
Stella closes her eyes and starts rocking back and forth.
Oh, this is a vibe. I like this room.
Me too. The Omni Kami.
But don't let it fool us. We can't let our guard down.
Hell no. That's why I don't trust this room. I feel safe. Somebody gets it.
Roy's going to pay respects to Tioga, the Tioga statue.
Okay. As you do so, do you drop down your knees and pray, or you just...
Yeah, that's what he'll do.
Okay. Anyone else do anything?
Investigating the door.
All right.
Stella's just kind of walking around, looking at everything a little closer.
Smart. Investigation.
All right.
It sucks.
You investigate the door. As you look at the door, Hota, there is another handle. It looks just like the prior doors. You don't find any traps or anything of the sorts. I will say you do find out the door is locked, though.
Well, the door is locked. Don't know if that's important to anyone.
Mm. Doors are always locked. Just pick it.
Yo, man, you rolled a 25 on perception. What are you trying to perceive?
See if I can see anything, I guess, maybe with the statues.
Okay, so you're looking around at the statues. You notice all the statues are fairly old. They're all intricate, very detailed. Whoever constructed the statues did a wonderful job in making them as close as they can be to the Omni Kami and the Earthly Sky Dragon. But none of the statues look different, really, other than their shape. The only difference you're now seeing is Roroi being at one of them. The Tioga statue's eyes slowly begin to glow blue as Roroi's praying to it. All the other statues don't have glowing eyes, though. And with your, because you're right next to the shrine, you do notice the shrine has some charms that have writing on them, but there is a scroll that is closed and wrapped on that table where the shrine is next to you.
Pick it up.
Okay. Do you open it and read it?
Yep.
So, Yome, as you open the scroll, it's a fairly common, normal scroll. You go to read it. And you see there is text on this scroll. And as you open the scroll, all the glowing eyes of the stat, or I should say, all these eyes on the statues begin to glow at this point. And you all can hear this as she opens the scroll. It's in the voice of, there's eight different voices coming at you, all representing one of the Omni Kami, one of the seven Omni Kami. And one voice that is representing the Earthly Sky Dragon. And this is what you hear and also read in the scroll. And everyone hears it.
Embrace the echoes of your past to step boldly into your future. Do beware of the echoes, for they shall drag you down unless they are struck within the correct chapters of history.
And as you hear this, you all can see the door begins to shake both ends. The door leading to the next floor and the door you just came through. They begin to shake violently. And you all can see what looks like tears in the dimension beginning to open and ripple through your material plane. You are now seeing figures stepping out of these tears through the material plane. And what steps out through one of them is a fish yaksha. Another is a gigantic spider yaksha. Another, an owlbear yaksha coming right next to you, Yome. And
I hate that picture.
And however, as further figures step out, they begin to look familiar. Another steps out, an altered yaksha that looks like the turtle Koldarian that you fought. And then another figure steps out who looks incredibly familiar. Garo.
Oh, God.
How did you pick the door? And
another figure steps out who also looks incredibly familiar. Brother Faust.
Not everyone we've ever killed. What the fuck?
And then Rassler Ascended steps through. Bye. Last but not least, General Ranak steps through.
Damn, what is this, the end of Mega Man?
Hey, I didn't touch anything, I swear.
As these figures step out through the tears of the material plane, they all stand there glaring at the party surrounding you. All of them look real, and you could not tell the difference between these and the actual people you fought. Yes, you were kind of right. You did say it. Every single one of these figures that have stepped out are silent, but you have fought. These are all the enemies you have fought in the past. Remember the words. Embrace the echoes of your past to step boldly into your future. Do beware of the echoes, for they shall drag you down unless they are struck within the correct chapters of history.
Oh, boy.
We gotta remember what order we killed them in. Because if that's the case...
Spider Yaksha's getting it first. Yeah, gotta smoke his ass first.
And I think Garo, I know we could do backwards. Owlbear. Be Rassler, Faust.
So what are you doing? Who are you striking?
Owlbear.
Guess where Roy will go strike the Spider Yaksha first.
All right, you go. You don't even have to make an attack roll because technically you're not physically attacking. I mean, you are physically attacking, but they're I'm just gonna tell you, they're illusions, but they look real. They're not attempting to attack you or anything like that. But you go to strike the yaksha. Is that the spider one? Is that it?
Yeah.
As you strike the spider yaksha, it fizzles out of existence. And it disappears.
The owlbear is next.
You go to strike the owlbear.
Yep, does a sweet kick.
You strike the owlbear, it fizzles and disappears.
Roy will say the fish because he remembers.
He say he remembers that motherfucker.
Yep, it's the corrupted fish.
He will never forget that moment.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
You strike the yaksha fish, it fizzles and vanishes.
Oh boy, I'm gonna do my notes.
I remember this. It's the No, wait.
He said, no, wait a minute. Do you remember this? Are you sure?
Yeah, I do. It's Garo next, it's then Garo. The turtle.
Garo.
Yeah.
So who are you striking? Garo?
Garo, yeah.
You go to strike Garo. He fizzles and vanishes.
I guess Roy will tell someone to strike the snapping turtle.
Hey, can you go ahead and poke at it?
Yeah.
All right. You attack the snapping turtle, the snapping turtle fizzles and vanishes.
All right, that leaves Ranak, Faust, Wrestler ascended.
What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?
Oh, oh. I remember now. Definitely remember.
And as the others vanish, the Wrestler vision just stares. I mean, they're illusions, but they're staring you down. Everywhere you move, their heads follow.
It should be General Knock, right?
Yeah, Roy's gonna look at Ashina.
Right, you know she want a piece of that.
Renok.
Oh yeah.
Illusion. Yeah.
She looks at Renok. She just nods her head and she just swings her ball and chain at Renok, trying to kill him as if it was real. And as it goes through the illusion, you see her ball and chain just slams up against the back door and he vanishes, leaving Brother Faust and Wrestler there with you. So, have you ever wanted to start your own podcast and just had no clue on where to begin? Fear not, for we at Taverns and Caverns are here to help you. Before we began the Taverns and Caverns podcast, we originally had a few members who wanted to learn the game of Dungeons and Dragons. With three of the four players being new to the game, we decided to make a podcast of it just for fun and to possibly encourage others to try the game for themselves. Starting a podcast can seem daunting, but we're here to tell you that it can be simple with an all-in-one tool. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guests. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are now over, my friend. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use my code TAVERNSCAVERNS and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. And with that, let us continue our campaign.
All right, I'll go ahead and kick Faust in the shins or something. Y'all may do it.
I gotta do it?
Sure.
I whack him.
As you go towards Brother Faust to whack him, Rod, I need you to say something Faust would say. The illusion speaks up. Say whatever he said about ties or whatever.
Damn it.
You still owe them ties, motherfuckers.
And as he says that, he slowly vanishes, leaving Wrestler's illusion there, standing there. And it's ascended Wrestler, the beefy one.
Stella shoots an arrow at it.
As you shoot an arrow at Wrestler, he too vanishes. And as he vanishes, the statue's eyes continue to glow, and you all feel this warmth just take over the room, a peace that you haven't felt in this, in the Emua ruins since arriving. You just feel safe in this room. You hear that Resident Evil safe music, safe room music playing.
Oh, damn, we're safe. Yep, we're safe.
And as that happens, Yome, you're the closest one. Make me a religion DC or a religion check because you are the cleric. So I want to see if you. Oh, nice. A natural 20. This is even perfect. This makes the most sense. She's at the spot she needs to be, she's the cleric. And she rolled a natural 20. So a 24 total. As you feel this peace, Yome, you notice some of those charms on that shrine begin to glow. And as you do so, you know as a cleric in Ashai that, again, obviously this room is dedicated to the Omnikami, but this peaceful aura that you're feeling, you understand that this is a sign of good fortune. Typically, citizens of Ashai pay their respects to the Omnikami at a shrine when they are when they have a room like this. And typically, they do it for good fortune. So if you pray to the statues, something you would hope fortunate will come to the party.
I pray to the fox one.
Is everyone going to follow suit?
Roy's going.
Pray, you fools.
basically.
Pray to who?
It doesn't matter. As long as you pay your respects to the Omnikami and the Earthly Sky Dragons, typically it is custom that good fortune will befall you.
I don't know nothing about praying. I guess I'll. He's going to stroll up to the deer.
Omug's going to go to Raichu, and so is Ashina, because that's the god that Shimada follows for the most part, is Raichu. But any of the Omnikami or the Earthly Sky Dragon work.
Yeah, Roy's going to stay at the Tioga.
I can't even tell which one I'm at, but I'm.
You're at the Tiger Nimwa. That's who Taraki and his sister followed.
Okay.
Or I should say, the Dark Knight followed. Hota, who are you praying to?
The deer.
The deer, that's right. Fias. All right, so as you all pray for whatever, you all feel yourselves being infused with energy. Small, like Kodama, similar to the ones that showed up when Fias, the deer, Omnikami stepped through when you fought Garo. Those little Kodama begin to appear all around the room on top of the trees. And they all begin to shake and dance. Many of them appear on that shrine that is in the center of the room as they dance. And they're swinging around these bells, as you can hear the charms of these bells now from the Kodama. The entire party finds themselves healed for 5d8 HP. You all gain 26 HP if you are hurt.
Oh, I needed that.
And as you all feel the Omnikami's good fortune filling the room, those that cast spells gain half of your spells back. So if you have third level spells, you gain half of those back. If you have second level spells, you gain half of the second level spells back. So basically
I have three and I currently have
round
one.
Up.
So I round up to three. Yeah.
So if you have three, and so you'd gain two. This room has blessed you with the good fortune of the Omnikami. You have been blessed with good fortune. As that happens, the door slowly opens itself, leading to another spiraling set of stairs.
Wow. Goodbye, magic room. Thank you.
That Resident Evil safe room music still playing. You are safe in this room.
Oh, y'all trying to take a long rest? Nobody trying to fuck with us in here?
Roy's good now.
Right, I'm good, but shit.
Spell slots come back or something?
Have.
Yeah.
They gained half their spell slots back, and you all got healed for 26.
Oh.
Omug just raises his arms.
Bless the Omnikami. They are watching over us. We will not fail them.
Yeah, I agree. I was praying for wine and women. What does it do? It'll do just fine.
Roy, basically, it just pays respect from after what they did to what the Cold Ars did to Tioga.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them that they will pay for what they did.
All right. Do you guys head to the next room up the stairs?
Yeah.
One at a time.
All right. I'm going to reveal the next room. As you guys make it to the next room, go ahead and place your characters at the entrance. All right. As you all walk up. By this time, Yomi, your spiritual weapon has vanished.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah.
So, as you all step into the sixth floor of the Bakote, you find yourselves in a fairly standard room. However, there are two rows of displayed samurai armor that are heading north towards the next door. This room has a couple of shelves, supplies, and some swords, katanas that are being displayed along the walls. But again, the two rows of samurai armor as if it were samurais that were standing guard at one point, but that they're just displayed armor. But the thing that sticks out the most, there are two, I should say there is one individual standing before you at the center of the room towards the north door. It is a Koldarian in armor. And he stares at you and he has this look of disappointment on his face. But something stands next to him that catches your attention more so than he. I'm going to share a picture of what is standing there. It is large, it is decrepit, and it is disgusting. I'm going to share an image of what stands before you. And before I share it, it is a large humanoid beast. It is hairy with this black, thick hair that covers its entire body. Its face, his head technically does not have a neck. His face is part of his torso. And its gaping mouth, its chin drags down to its midsection of its stomach. The ribs of the chest have bursted open, and you can see bones of his ribs sticking out from the chest as its gaping mouth hangs in front of it. Ugh. Sharp teeth. Its feet has these long fingernails that curl outwards, and its hands have long bone-like structures sticking out of it with red gleaming eyes. With the rib cage being open, you can see inside of its chest. But you can't necessarily see everything inside of its chest due to its large gaping mouth that's hanging down. I'm going to show you what this looks like. One second. Let me know when you see it.
And he gave us the Trinity, all man. Right.
Ew.
Oh! Yep. Old, disgusting, decrepit. The Trinity.
Dark show witch.
I don't like that's hairy.
Right. Wait, yes. What?
Why does it have swirly kneecaps?
You said wedge?
It says Yaksha wedge.
Yeah. Make me a perception check.
Ah, shit. I'm too shocked.
All right. So that's a 7 from Hota, 7 from Stella, 26 perception with Yomi, a 3 from Leroy.
Leroy's shocked too.
And Omog just glares at the two, the Yaksha and the Zaba, but Yome with a 26 perception, you see Zaba glaring at you with a look of disappointment, and he is ticked that you guys even made it this far. And through the gaping mouth, it slowly opens it or closes its mouth. You get a quick glimpse of inside the broken rib cage of this giant Yaksha. You see the face of Wedge. As its mouth closes,
Shinarui is going to be fucking pissed.
And its mouth, as it closes, you only get a quick glance, which is why the others don't notice, but its mouth opens back up. But you saw the face of Wedge inside of this creature. No one else knows, except you. Omog and Ashina are just looking at a deformed Yaksha and look disgusted. But you are the only one that knows that Wedge's face is in the center. And because you know that they have done experiments on the Shimarans, you know that this is most likely Wedge, the dwarf that you guys left behind. Not intentionally, but when you guys were in the storeroom of that warehouse and you guys got attacked and swarmed and teleported away, Wedge was left behind.
Oh, man.
I'm scared to say something. I'm afraid Ashina's just going to go ham.
Yeah.
Nah, we need that right now. Go off.
Sure.
Yeah.
Afraid she's gonna run in there and get murdered right away.
Right, that's what I'm gonna want.
She ain't alone.
But
that's nasty. That has to go.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That Koldarian that you're looking for, that is Zaba. He looks at you and he just, damn it. Yaksha, kill them. Do not let them near me. He turns around and he runs off to that door. He runs through it, shutting it behind him, leaving you with that Yaksha that stands before you. Again, it is an altered Yaksha. It is your old pal Wedge. And as he runs off, shutting that door behind him, the Yaksha.
Is Ashina going to roll perception?
I didn't have her roll perception because she's kind of just coming in here with anger and blood in her eyes. She's not really trying to, she's not really trying to perceive. She just sees a Yaksha in front of her and she's ready to kill it.
Okay,
it's just another monster. Nothing like anyone we ever known or anything.
Yeah.
We don't know this thing.
The Yaksha roars out as it begins to step towards the party. And the one thing about this that makes it somewhat different, obviously, other than how it looks, is as its foot steps on the ground, you guys can see the wood beneath this Yaksha begins to be drained of any moisture. So the wood that's under it slowly begins to decay.
Is he like moist then?
As it roars out, a moist, hairy creature.
It'll say moist.
Perpetually moist.
Sucks up all the water.
The moisture out of
so
you.
So we do notice that about the moisture.
Yes, it's fairly okay. Obvious. And yeah, so as it steps, it drains the moisture out of the wood, and that hair all around its body, it's soaking wet as it's dripping droplets of water. And with it
looks like a wet dog.
Yeah.
Did we spend about an hour in that other room, the room of peace?
No, it was not an hour.
Okay. Or I should say between the last two floors. Was it an hour from the last two floors?
No.
Okay. All right. I still have that temporary use piece still. So cool.
And as this Yaksha, who was once your ally, Wedge, steps forward, we will end this episode of Taverns and Caverns.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, about to pop off.
As if you tell her.
Well,
she'll probably see it mid-combat. The only reason Yomi saw it is because it closed its mouth temporarily. And Ashina kind of wasn't paying attention. That's why I didn't have her make a perception, because she's not really trying to pay attention to that. She just sees the Yaksha, she's going to kill it.
Yep.
Yomi just gasps and then looks over at Ashina with a whore. She knows she's going to be fucked up.
Damn, that's how we're going to roll the credits. Damn. Next episode.
Cliffhanger.
Well, congratulations. You have made it to the sixth floor of the pagoda. You've gotten through the third, fourth, and fifth floor. You still have seven to go, or one to go after this one on the seventh floor.
I was like seven. Jesus. No. We're never going to make it.
The seventh floor is the last floor of the seven story pagoda. But before you can get to Zaba, you have to fight your old pal Wedge. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry.
All right.
You thought Wedge was dead, didn't you?
I mean, that's where we left him.
I mean, technically.
We're dead.
Yep. You weren't expecting him to come back.
No.
Wedge Bruthane. Y'all remember him.
Yep.
That is something this nasty, too. Gross.
Yep. Yep. That
disrespect.
Hey, man. That's just to show you, they don't give a fuck.
You don't
give a fuck.
Yeah, don't bring me back. Just leave me dead. Don't do that.
Now, remember what I said. Technically, Yaksha are not undead. They're still living.
Up.
Yes. Which makes this scenario even more fucked up. Technically, a Yaksha still has some of its consciousness of either if it was a creature or a person in its past life. They're just corrupted. They can't control themselves.
We're going to get to the end of it, and it's going to give us the Edward.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Ashina.
Ashina.
I showed Lev that episode.
I know you in trouble.
Mm.
She's hated me for that for a little while. Of course, I had to show her all the memes and everything. So, you know.
Yep. Bri picked up quick. She said, wait a minute. That says Yaksha Wedge. What?
You're right.
Yeah, I would have missed that.
Seen that shit immediately.
Thanks again for listening to another exciting episode of Taverns and Caverns, everyone. If you enjoyed our shenanigans, we ask that you please leave us ratings and reviews on Apple iTunes or any other podcast platform that you use. Also, please be sure to check out the Taverns and Caverns Patreon for exclusive content that you won't want to miss. You can find me on Twitter at HaphazardDM.
Yo, I'm Bri. I play Stella.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Blaze_NancyBrideKing or NBK.
I am Robert Jones, and I played Hota Lu Bei. You can find me on YouTube, Trubone, TRUBONE.
I'm Felicia, and I play Yome. You can find me on Insta or Twitter at Dagger Tribal.
I'm Rod, or Rodimus, playing Roroy Rice. You can find me on Twitter at Rodimus7901 or at Instagram at Rodimus83.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Those are all of our players and our cast members for Tavern of the Cavern Season 2. Until next time, take care.